Well, it certainly looks like Georgia may be the state to change the course of history of the Republic of the United States of America. Of course, I am recording this at 4:30 a.m. on January 6th. There are still some votes to be counted, I would expect, but it looks like Georgia will have the distinct reputation for electing one of the most radical Marxist senators in the United States Senate. Remember, the Republicans, who have already started to caucus with the Democrats, probably won't have much of a problem with this. This is going to be a test for Republicans and the fraud of the election. It's not likely that there's going to be any change. And I will also suspect that Republicans will assume that we will, in the future, have fair elections. This is lunacy, and the evidence is overwhelming, but of course, all the evidence is against those that are above the law, just like so many above the law that we've seen in the last 4 years. This is a dark day for America and for the Republic. The day, Wednesday, can be changed dramatically depending upon what Vice President Pence does. And I suspect it's going to be another long day and long night to see if we get any light at the end of this long tunnel of darkness. All of this obviously will impact the markets and could in fact impact the economy for the rest of the year. Well, I don't know. Let me rephrase that. Probably not could impact the markets. It certainly will impact the markets. And most of that impact is going to be in a negative way. Make no mistake about this. Listen, even if Republicans only have one person as a minority, remember, we still have Mitt Romney. We still have the senator from Alaska and the senator from Maine. Chances are Mitt Romney may be a little bit better if Trump is not in the White House, but nonetheless, it's going to be a huge, huge problem for the economy. It looks like this morning, all of those brilliant CEOs, CFOs, and corporate boards that have been endorsing Biden will be waking up to the fact of how in the world, if Trump does not win this, how in the world will we add value to our company for our stockholder? Of course, as we have a gender neutral now, Congress can't use horrible words like she or he or man or woman. And I suspect the Senate will try to adopt the same kinds of practices. You know, it's not going to be too long before corporate America adopts the same practices. Another reason for corporate America and the left to hate ministries and churches who will, I've got to hope, refuse to adopt that practice. It's too difficult for me to really record this because I am so incredibly frustrated. I'm trying to figure out how the people of Georgia could elect such a radical Marxist as they did. It doesn't matter who was voting. How is it possible that they would be perfectly okay voting for a person that looks to destroy the Republic? But it looks like that happened. Is it the end of all of this? Will people come to their senses? Or is it just the beginning? I know, and I remind all of you, that the one who has dominion over this world is not having victory. There is no victory for all the demons in hell to be celebrating. They've already lost the battle. They are doomed to eternity in the chains of hell. But all that we can do is pray that the Lord would find it in his will to bind Satan during this period of time. Of course, we will see what Mike Pence does today, and that could determine an awful lot. And it's going to be a long day, and I suspect a long night for both the Senate and House Republicans. We need to be praying for them, praying for conviction of their hearts and minds. Pray that they would understand that this is not a battle between Democrats and Republicans, but it is nothing more than a battle between good and evil. And we need to pray that they would be convicted to fight for good. Well, we'll be with you in a couple of hours here. Keep us strong. I hope that if there could be no better time for you to be telling people about partnering with this ministry, I think it may be a pivotal time for the work that God has us doing. And I really believe, and I never would have thought of it, but 25 years ago, when I went kicking and screaming into this ministry, it was obviously that God was raising us up and preparing me for a day such as this. Have a great day. God bless. We'll talk to you soon. I'll keep you updated on those impacts as information begins to roll in. We will be looking at ways to protect and develop our financial strategy into the future.